For Effingham Radio News, I'm Samantha Letourneau. I'm speaking with Chief Coons. How are you today?
I'm good, thank you.
Thank you so much for speaking with me today.
Well, you're quite welcome.
So Governor Rauner recently signed a new DUI law. Can you tell us kind of in everyday terms what that law is?
Well, when I read it, the way I understand it, Connor's law is to protect people, especially people that are arrested for DUI that are under 21, from being released before they are able to, being released while they're still under the influence.
So one of the previous stories we ran said that if you are under the age of 21, you can be held until an adult can pick you up.
Yes, and I think that's the focus behind that law, is so that, you know, people aren't let out of jail when they're still under the influence or when they may do harm to themselves or others. So it's a way that they're trying to protect these people from being back out in the public before they're able to take care of themselves.
And so will this law have any effect on the way that the Effingham County Sheriff's Department handles DUI cases?
You won't actually see much of a change with the Effingham County Jail, and I need to explain that. The reason you won't see much of a change is that we already do this. We have done this for quite some time. We call and find a responsible adult or family member that will take charge of these people when they're released. Where I see it really having probably a bigger effect is, as an example, our county jail is a 60-bed facility. And if we have a very busy 24-hour stretch, we may book 20 people. That's an extraordinarily busy day or 24-hour period. Now, if we compare that, though, to, let's say, the Cook County Jail or Cook County Detention, that facility sits on 96 acres, and there are thousands of people in there, and I couldn't guess how many people they book a day. So that sort of puts it in perspective. If we have, on an average daily basis, 47 inmates in our jail, our correctional officers know what their names are. I mean, they know who the people are. It's the same way if we get someone booked in that's underage. We don't release them or let them out into the public without having a responsible adult to take care of them. So this law is important. I am not saying that we don't need to worry about this, because we do. But I am saying that mostly because of the size of our facility, we already do this.
All right. Thank you so much for speaking with me today.
Okay, Samantha. Have a good day.
You too. Thank you, Chief Coons.
Thank you.